Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So wonderful to see you this morning, having your association. So, as a routine, we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam. And before that, we're going to sing a little melodious bhajan to glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead that we always do. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balava, Jaya Girivara Dari. Jaya Girivara Dari, Jaya Gopi Jana Balava, Jaya Girivara Dari, Jaya Girivara Dari, Jaya Gopi Jana Balava, Jaya Girivara Dari, Jaya Girivara Dari, Jaya Pirana Balava, Jaya Girivara Dari,
Jaya Girivara Dari, Yashodananda Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Girivara Dari Jaya Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Balava Jaya Girivara Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Randana Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jayo Bhajajana Randa Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Hari Hari Jayo Radha Madhava Jaye Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Jaye Kunja Jayo Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jayo Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi
Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki jai Shri Radha Landanishwar ki jai Jai Vishnu Paramahansa Prabhupada Acharya Sutra Sarasvati Divine Grace Abhacharya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder Acharya Bhimsam Sapakacharya Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Shri Gaudiya Guru Varga Patita Udhara ki jai. Shri Rup Sanatana Bhakta Raghunatha Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Gun Raghunatha Dasa Gun Swami Prabhu ki jai. Namacharya Shri Das Thakur ji ki jai. Ananta Guru Vaishnavini ki jai. Premsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adita Gadadhara Shivasari Guru Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Param Dayal Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Prima Purushottama Sri Sachinandana Guru Hari ki jai. Prima Nama Sankirtaneka Pitaro Gauranga Mahaprabhu Mavranaya Avatar ki jai. Golokira Pramadan Hari Nama Sankirtan Yuga Dharma ki jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Brihad Nidanga Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Grantharash Mag Bhagavata Mahapurana ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Go Hari Pramanandhi Haribo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories. Sri Guru and Sri Guru. Hare Krishna, everyone. So we're very happy to see all of you. And this morning, Bhagavatam class. And we're going to read from 10th canto, chapter 25, which is entitled, Krishna Lifts Govardhan Hill. It will be texts 9 to 13. Just a quick reminder that Bhagavatam is no different from the Supreme Lord. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashray Pratisloke Pratyakhyare Nana Arthakhai. It's spoken by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the Vyasadev, incarnation of Vyasadev in Mahaprabhu's pastime. He said, Krishna Tulya Bhagavat, that Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna. is as good as Krishna. Tulya Bhagavat. Sarva Sarva Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashraya. Krishna is Vibhu, he is unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvashraya is the shelter of everyone. So Pratisloke Pratyakyarenana Arthakai. Shrimad Bhagavatam, just like Krishna is unlimited, Shrimad Bhagavatam also is unlimited. Every word, every syllable in Shrimad Bhagavatam has many, many, many meanings. So to understand Bhagavatam, just like to understand Krishna, what is needed? Bhakti. Bhakti Amam Abhijanati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, only through bhakti. Similarly, Bhagavatam can be approached, can be understood through bhakti. If we offer some prayers, being most fallen, we have no bhakti. But at least we can offer some prayers to Shrimad Bhagavatam before we start, you know, reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam. Narayana namaskritya narunceva narutamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayat mudiraye vede ramayane ceva purani bharate tata advanti chamadicha hari sarvatra giyate Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langaiti girin jarkripatamaham bande shri guru jinatarinam paramananda madhavam dharma prujita kaitavutro paramanirmasharanam satam vedyam vastava matra vashashivadam tapotrayalmaranam shumar bhagavati mahamuni krite kimva paririshvara sadhya hurudya varudya titra kriti bhi shushushu vishtatkyanat Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukamukat amrita drava sangitam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam uruhu rasika bhuvi babuko anartho pasamam sakcha bhakti jogam madukyaje lokasya jana to vidan chakri sarvata sangitam yasyam visunyamanayam krishna paramapurushe bhakti upadete punsa sokamoho vayapo shumar bhagavatam puranamalam jadvashnamanam priyam yasmin parangam syame kamalam jnanam paramagiyate tatro jnana viraga vaiti saitam naskarmyam avriskrutam tatsruvan supatan vicharano paro bhaktya abhimuche naru arthayum brahma sutranam bharatartho vinirnayo gayatri basyarupaso vedartho paribhurita Sarva videti asanam saram saram samadrutam Sarva vidanto saram shrimad bhagavatam ishati Tadrasam tatrutasyo nanetro sardarati kvachit Krishna bhakti rasa sarvashi bhagavata tati vidasya shahoite paramam matva Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Janma desa yetam vayarita tar chati swabhi gyaswara tine brahma urdaya dikavai mujanti jasurai Tejo vari midnajata vinimayu jatrati sagumrusya dhamnasvina sada nirashta kuhakam satyang paramdimahi Aradhyo bhagavan vrajisatanayasta dhama vrindavana Ramya kvachirupasana vrajavadu vrajina jakalpita Shrimad bhagavatam pramana mamalam prema pumarthuman Shri Chaitana mahaprabhu matamidam tatradaruna param So, this is some prayers to glorify Shrimad Bhagavatam. This way, by the mercy of Shrimad Bhagavatam, we can understand Bhagavatam. We can surrender to Bhagavatam. So, which is in the book, text 13. So we're going to do, I read the other text by myself, or we read first this one? Together, okay. So I repeat again, this is Shrimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 25. Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill. So we're starting with text 9. I'm going to read that.
Vidyo tamana vidyo dibhi stanantasta itu stanantasta nai nubhi divrain muru gunai nuna ganai nuna vavrishur jolo sharkara.
Translation. Propelled by the fearsome wind gods, the clouds blazed with lightning bolts and roared with thunder as they hurled down hailstones.
Small purpose of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the word Marud Ganei indicates the seven great winds, such as Avaha, who presides over the region of Bhuvarlok, and Pravaha, who holds the planets in their places. Those are the names of certain winds, seven winds, and their functions. So Prabhupada just recited only two. Next text, 10.
Stuna stula varsha dhara munchat swabe shrabik nasha shaloge plavyamana bhu nadrishata natum nantam.
Translation by Srila
Prabhupada. As the clouds released torrents of rain as thick as massive clones, the earth was submerged in the flood, and high ground could no longer be distinguished from low.
Next, 11.
Atyasarati vatena pashavu jatave panaha gopa gopyascha se tarta govindam sharanam yayu.
Translation. The cows and other animals shivering from the excessive rain and wind, and the coward men and ladies pained by the cold, all approach Lord Govinda for shelter.
12. Shira sutam chakayena prachadyasana pidita vipamana bhagavata padamulam upayayu.
Translation.
Trembling from the distress brought about by the severe rainfall, and trying to cover their heads and calves with their own bodies, the cows approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Now, text 13. Please repeat after me.
Text 13. Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Mahabhaga,
Mahabhaga,
Tvatannatam. Tvatannatam. Yeah, Tvatannatam. That's correct.
Gokulam,
Gokulam
Prabhu,
Prabhu
Tratum Arhasi,
Arhasi
Devat,
Devat
Na,
na
Kupitat,
Kupitat
Bhaktavatsala,
Bhaktavatsala
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga,
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga,
Krishna Krishna
Tvam Natham Gokulam Prabhu,
Tannatham Gokulam Prabhu,
Tannatham Gokulam Prabhu,
Tannatham Gokulam Prabhu,
Tratum Arhasi Devanna,
Tratum Arhasi Devanna,
Tratum Arhasi Devanna,
Tratum Arhasi Devanna,
Kupitat Bhaktavatsala,
Kupitat
Kupitad Bhaktavatsala.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhava
Nanatam Gokulam Prabho
Nanatam Gokulam Prabho
Tatum Ahasi Devana
Tatum Ahasi Devana
Upitad Bhakta Vatsala
Upitad Bhakta Vatsala
Krishna Krishna Mahabhava
Krishna Krishna Mahabhava
Vaishnavis.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga. Namatam Gokulam Prabho. Tato Varshi Devanam.
Upitam Bhakta Vatsala.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga.
Krishna Krishna
Mahabhaga.
Krishna
Krishna Mahabhaga
Vannatam Gokulam Prabho
Vannatam Gokulam Prabho
Tatum Arhasi Devana
Tatum Arhasi Devana
Upitad Bhakta Vatsala
Upitad Bhakta Vatsala
Jai Shri Radha Arundhanishwar ki Jai Shri Raj Govardhan Maharaj ki Jai Shri Jagannath Swami Pradesh Samasta Padmai ki Jai Param Guru Shri Guru Nitai Ki Jai. Okay. Anyone else want to try? Huh? Okay. Translation of word for word. Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
O Krishna.
Krishna.
Mahabhaga.
Mahabhaga.
O all fortunate one. Twat Natam. Whose master is yourself? Gokulam, the community of cows. Prabhu, O Lord. Tratum Harasi, kindly protect. Devat, from the demigod Indra. Na, us. Kupitat, who is angry? Bhaktavat Salam, O you who are very affectionate to your devotees. Okay, Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvam Natam Gokulam Prabhu Tratum Arasi Devana Kupitad Bhaktavat Salam. Translation of the verse and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The coward men and women addressed the Lord, Krishna, Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us also. Please kindly repeat. The coward men and women addressed
the Lord,
Krishna, Krishna, O most fortunate one,
please deliver the cows
from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees. Please save us also. Thank you very much. Purport. At the time of Krishna's birth, Garga Muni had predicted, Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam anjas tarisyata
Bhagavatam 10:8-16. By His grace, you will easily cross beyond all difficulties. The residents of Vrindavan were confident that in such a great emergency, Lord Shri Narayan would empower Krishna to protect them. They accepted Krishna as everything, and Krishna reciprocated their love. That's the purpose of Srila Prabhupada in this verse. And we're going to say something on this purpose. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical towards him from time immemorial. And thus, I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandered in the cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I'm Krishna's eternal servant, an infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart from the gross and subtle body. And so by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained a good fortune of serving the lotus feet and following his footsteps, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottam. So, the current men and women addressed the Lord, O Krishna, Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees. Please save us also. So, here, this is 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. And 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam is all about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. And in Vrindavan, Krishna, we all know, is Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we say this, it means that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. In all the personalities of Godhead, personalities means the Vishnus, up to Narayan, they have up to 60 qualities, but Krishna alone has 4 more qualities, only Krishna. Anybody knows those 4 qualities? Only Krishna owns them. Pardon? All his pastimes are inconceivable, but the particular 4. Yes, Prabhu? Huh? Very good. You translate also in English. Say and translate. Good. 2? Huh? Yeah, okay. How do you say that? In the Vaishnavasa? Yes, that's very good. You know, English is so good, but we understand, but the Vaishnava side is so good. Rupa Madhuri, the sweet form of Krishna. Yeah?
Is it the one about his associates?
About what?
Isn't that one about his associates? Something about his devotees?
Yes, yes, that, okay, Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, and Lila Madhuri, Ven Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri. Lila Madhuri, isn't it? You just said that already. Yeah, the 4 of them. Yeah, I just forgot the terminology, sorry. So, those 4 qualities are only pertaining to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's tu Bhagavan, Swayam. It's the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the incarnations, you know, all the expansion of Krishna, you know, beginning from Balaram, they all, expansion of Krishna, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. That's the meaning of Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Now, the acharyas in our Gaudiya school, they say Krishna has twofold pastimes. One is known as Lila Madhuri, or sweet pastimes, you know, and the other one is Isodhya Para. Madhurya Para, Isodhya Para. Mean the pastimes which are sweet and the pastimes are opulence. So, Krishna's pastimes Vrindavan, Brajalila, Kani, those are called Madhura Lila. That's why only Krishna alone is this Lila Madhuri. There's a sweet pastime. All the sweet pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan, they are known as Madhura Lila, and only Krishna performed those pastimes in Vrindavan. So all other pastimes, Mathura, Dwaraka, Vaikuntha, Narayan pastime, all these are called Isodhya Lila Para. They are pastimes based on opulence. Isodhya. Those pastimes of Vrindavan known as Madhuri because the Krishna, we mentioned, out of those four qualities, one of the qualities is Rupa Madhuri. So Krishna alone, the form of Krishna, apart from those four qualities also known as Gopavesh, Venukara, Navakishore, Natabara. So are the four things. Almost the same. So, this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is Gopavesh, he is coward boy, son of Nanda Maharaj. He wears yellow dhoti and tends the cow of Nanda Maharaj. Haribo, Gopavesh. Then, Venukara is holding flutes all the time. And Navakishore, all is young, 11 to 12 years old. Then, Natabara, always dancing. Always dancing. Those four, Mahaprabhu explained, this is Krishna in Vrindavan. When we say Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajisa Tanaya Stat Dhamma Vrindavana, the Mahaprabhu is given this conclusion that Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajisa Tanaya Stat Dhamma Vrindavana. This Vraja, Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajisa Tanaya, this is son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with those four, you know, attributes. He has to be worshipped. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with this Dham, Vrindavan. And which way? Haradyo Bhavan Bhajista Tanayata Dhamma Vrindavana Ramya Kwachit Upasana Vrajabadu Vrajana Nakalpita. The way is worship in Vrindavan. So this form of Krishna, Mahaprabhu says, is Govinda. That is the original form of Supreme Person of Godhead. Nothing more than this. And the acharyas in Gaudiya, acharya said, this is called Bhagavat Sar. Bhagavat Sar, Sar means essence. This form describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopavesh, Venukara, Navakishore, Natabara. This is the essence of personality of Godhead. Bhagavat Sar. And everything related to this form of Krishna is sweet. And his pastimes are known as Brajalila Kani or Madhura Lila. Besides this, all other pastimes are Isodhya in Mathura, Dwaraka, down to Vaikuntha, and this. So here, in this particular this pastime taking place in Vrindavan, obviously, and here in the Prabhupada comments, at the time of Lord Krishna's birth, Gargamuni had predicted Anena Sarva Durgani Yuyam Anjas Tarishyata. By His grace, you will easily cross beyond all difficulties. And then Prabhupada says, the residents of Vrindavan were confident that in such a great emergency, Lord Sri Narayan would empower Krishna to protect them. So here, inhabitants of Vrindavan, they say that by the grace of Narayan, Krishna will be empowered. So they have no conception that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see? They know the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Narayan. You know? So, it means the Braja Prem, love of Godhead in Braja Bhumi, covers the opulence of Krishna, Aisurja. So in Braja Lila, in love of Braja Prem, Aisurja Sitila means the opulence of the Supreme Person of God is completely covered. You know? So they don't think of Krishna being Supreme Person of Godhead. Whatever Krishna does for them, they can, like here, for instance, Krishna is going to perform extraordinary, you know, pastime of lifting Govardhan. But still, they don't think He's Supreme Person of Godhead. And Prabhupada says that only Krishna can do this. Yeah. People who are trying to imitate Krishna, they're trying to be God, Prabhupada used to say, can they lift Giri Govardhan? Yeah. No. But still, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and Brijbasis, they don't think of Krishna being Supreme Person of God. They actually think, if by the grace of Narayan, you know, Krishna can be empowered and He can lift Govardhan Hill. So there's no question of Aisurja or opulence for the Brijbasis. Now, but they are confident that Krishna will surely protect them. When Krishna says Bhagavad Gita Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mami Kam Sharanam Braja Antam Sarva Papebhyo Mukeshyami Mahasucham. Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mami Kam Sharanam Braja. There's the word Braja there. That means the teaching of Krishna of Bhagavad Gita was so that Arjuna can actually reach the topmost platform of devotional service. And this verse, Sarvadharam Parishaja, is non-sharanagati. So the topmost platform of devotional service is called a sharanagati. The different type of devotional service performed in Vaikuntha, but sharanagati, this sharanagati only found in Braja. In Braja Bhumi. As Krishna Sarvadharam Parishaja, Mami comes Sharanavraja. The way of Raja is there. The Sharanagati is the dharma of Prajabhasis. That means they are completely surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Krishna. They don't think about anything else but Krishna. Krishna is everything for them. Krishna is the protector. Krishna is the maintainer. Yeah, this is the case. And the symptom of such surrendered soul is they are all described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I'm quoting from, I think, one of the Puranas, kind of Puranas, I can't remember exactly, but he says, Anukulyesha Sankalpa Pratikulyesha Varjana Rakyati Titi Viswaso Gopchucho Varanatata Admani Kiepa Karpanya Sadvida Sharana Gati. Right? Six symptoms. Anukulyesha Sankalpa Pratikulyesha Varjana. The symptom of a surrendered soul who is completely taken shelter of Krishna is that he has given up anything, however dear it may be to him. If it's not favorable for devotional service, he has given up completely. Simultaneously, he has accepted anything which is favorable for his bhakti or devotions. And this bhakti, Arupa Goswami said, Anabhidatsita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadi, Anuvritam, Anukulyena, Krishna Anusilanam, Bhakti Uttama. This bhakti is Braja Bhakti. Because in Brajabhumi, Krishna, the devotional service rendered unto Krishna is an adjective, Anukula Krishna. Anukula Krishna. This Anukula is an adjective. That one Krishna who is actually, who is served in the mood of pure devotion, which is obviously Anya Bilasu, no gyan, no karma, nothing involved, only pure love. It's called, this service is known as Anukula Krishna. In other words, this type of devotional service is no different from Krishna. That's why we said that devotional service is no different from Krishna. This type of devotional service, Rupa Goswami says. So, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they don't know anything else but Krishna, Govinda. And this particular, here, Prabhupada said, in great emergency, they are confident that Krishna will surely protect them. This is the symptom of a surrender soul. Anukulisa Sangha Patikulisha Varjana, accepting whatever favorable for devotion, for execution of devotional service, and giving up anything else which is the opposite to this. Then, Raketiti Viswaswa, unflinching faith that Krishna will surely protect me in all circumstances. This only thing required to be a pure devotee, to be a devotee of Krishna. Faith, nothing. Not the amount of a scholarship, erudition, knowledge, this and that. No. Only faith. Bhakti means faith. And prem is a top, prema is requirement or prayojana. To approach Krishna, prem is needed. That we said morning, after the 10 offenses, the goal of life is Krishna prem. And the seed of prem is faith. Rupa Goswami said, Ado Shraddha Tatasuru Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anata Nivriti Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhav and Prem. And gradual development. So prem is a requirement, because without prem we cannot surrender to Krishna. We cannot and then this prem, a premi bhakta is automatically a surrender soul. This process is sharanagati, and one who practices this process is known sharanagata, or a surrender soul. So this surrender soul is sharanagata, is also known as a premi bhakta, means completely pure and surrendered to Krishna. Because without this, we cannot surrender to Krishna. That's why Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being our well-wishing friend, only well-wishing friend, he thought, what the best thing he can give to everyone? Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavaranaya, Krishna Prem, Pradayate, Krishna Chaitanya, Namini, Goretvishya Namaha. He's giving this. Why are you doing this? Because the best friend gives the best things. So Mahaprabhu is giving this prem, which is very dear. Brahmar Durlaba prem. If Lord Brahma cannot get this prem previously. So it's a Durlaba, means rare, very, very rare. But Mahaprabhu is giving, why? He's actually proving that he's our best friend. So he's giving the best thing. Why? Because he's giving his prem so that we can surrender to Krishna. So we can become surrender soul. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Saranga Sharanagati Hoebe Jatar Pratana Shunish Nanda Kumar. He said, Nanda Kumar, we're talking about Nanda Kumar now, Krishna Vrindavan, Nanda Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj. He hears only the prayers of such a surrender soul. Saranga Sharanagati Hoebe Jar Tar Pratana Shuni Shinanda Kumar. That Nanda Kumar only hears the prayers of such a person. We can pray, obviously. We might not be praying back to her, but who hears our prayers? That's a Paramatma. Always with us. But when you become when you surrender to Krishna, that means you're no longer in the material world. Paramatma is only in the material world. In the spiritual world, there's no Paramatma. Spiritual world, we're interacting directly with Krishna. So a surrendered soul is with Krishna. That means he's in Thomas level platform or spiritual devotional service, and he's Krishna. He may be in this material world, but actually he's with Krishna. And we can see all the acharyas, you know, Prabhupada, greatest acharya. And they may be here doing things, but they're 24 hours engaged in loving service of Radha and Krishna. And this guru, this is sadhu and Vaishnava. Although they're here, but they always on the in the Goloka Vrindavan rendering loving service for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So unless we become surrendered, we cannot interact with Krishna. So Nanda Kumar, Sanananda Maharaj, hears only the prayers of a surrendered soul. So this is a symptom of a surrendered soul. A surrendered soul is confident that Krishna is only my protector, nobody else. Nobody else, only Krishna. And this is a symptom of a surrendered soul. So here, the Sharanagati is that devotional service practiced by Vrajavasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu, he descended here to give this prajaprem to everyone. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his teaching as a Sharanagati also, explaining the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his book called Sharanagati, he's written so many nice songs based on the Shastra. He said, Sada Sudha Siddha Kam Bhakta Vasala Nam Bhakta Janera Nitya Swami Tumito Rakipe Jare Kite Marite Pare Sakala Vidir Vidi Tumi. Bhakti Naku said that Krishna is Bhakta Vasala. Prabhupada put that here also, somewhere here. He's very dear, affectionate to his devotees. So in Vrindavan, when all the kind of demons used to come to harm the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Krishna always ready to give the protection. The fire, Krishna swallowed the fire, forest fire, and he killed all those demons, came like a bull, you know. So many, Trinavarta, all the demons were, you know, killed by Krishna. And Krishna was giving, because Krishna said, Kuntiya Pratijani Name Bhakta Pranashati. So, our business is to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna's only master, Krishna's only protector. We should have faith in Krishna. Shraddha, Shabde, Biswaswa, Koye Sudhudra Nishtoi, Krishna Bhakti, Sarva Karma Krutahoi. Krishna Das Goswami says this. Shraddha, Shabde, Biswaswa Sudhudra Nishtoi. That faith, Biswas means unflinching faith in Krishna, Sadhu Shastra Guru, that Krishna will surely protect me. Or if I take shelter of Krishna by performing devotional service, by practicing Krishna consciousness, I have no other obligations whatsoever besides this. When we completely take shelter of Krishna, that's why Mahaprabhu came. We had to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Mukhyapate Pai Krishna Primadana, Niraparada, Loile, Pai Primadana. If you chant His holy name, that's why we always recite every morning the 10 offenses. So that we can understand it clearly that the high purpose, the main purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is to develop Krishna Prem. To develop Krishna Prem. And to do so, we have to chant offenselessly. If you do, we chant Nam offenselessly, we reach the ultimate goal of chanting this Hare Krishna mantra as instructed by Mahaprabhu, who is the Prema Purushottama, who is the Supreme Person of God, who is giving Krishna Prem. If you just chant offenselessly, we definitely get Krishna Prem. And then, at that time, we surrender to Krishna. Bhakatera Pran. Achanta Durlaba Prema Kori Bari Dana. The Mahaprabhu is giving this prayer, which is very rare. Why? Achanta Durla Pribkori Baridana Sikaya Sharanagati. He's teaching Sharanagati. He knows. Mahaprabhu knows. Supreme Person of God, he said, without this, nobody can take shelter of Krishna. We may surrender to Krishna, but that surrender will be either partial, artificial, or conditional. We have some condition. Partially we surrender to Krishna, or artificially. But real surrender has to be done when we get Krishna Prem. And this Krishna Prem is easily available if we endeavor, we strive, we take all sorts of care, we chant offenseless Hare Krishna mantra. This is a simple method offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of His causeless mercy. So here, the resident of Vrindavan were confident that in such a great emergency, Lord Narayan will empower Krishna to protect them. They accepted Krishna as everything. Yes, when he surrendered to Krishna, Krishna is everything for him. The 16 Thomas the Dead. Bhaktivinoda said, Denya Admani Vedan Goptutri Varanatata. So, apart that Krishna is my only protector, Krishna is also my maintainer. Krishna is only my maintainer, nobody else. Sometimes falsely we're thinking, I'm capable to do this. I'm very intelligent. I'm very capable to do this. I work, I earn money. This is all false ego. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Je vais boler, kori ami seto satyanoi. Je vais qui kori te pari tu mina korele, asamatra je vais kori travaille fachale. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what can tiny jiva do? Jiva has no ability to do anything. Krishna says in one of the verses in Bhagavad Gita, his ability in man. So it's Krishna, he's the doer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva says that I'm the doer, I can do this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is a sheer ignorance. And he said, what can tiny Jiva do, O Lord, unless you do? Jiva can only desire, and yet you fulfill that desire. So this is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And a devotee should chant my mantra with humble set mind, thinking, Bhaktivinoda said, Amara bolite prabhu arikichu nai tumi amara matra pita bandhu bhai. So my Lord, you're everything for me. You're my father, you're my mother, you're my friend, you're everything. I have no separate will. So where to take shelter of holy name in this way? Kali kali nam rupa Krishna avatar. Krishna is coming in the form of holy name. If we chant his holy name, we take shelter of holy name, we beg for the shelter of holy name, and we try our best to chant offenselessly, then everything, all the, our desires will be fulfilled. And of course, the most desirable thing is the shelter of Krishna. Is to interrupt Krishna, to go back home, back to God there, and through this process. So this is the mood of inhabitant of Vrindavan, the Sharanagata, and we know this story when Krishna was sick, and then sent Narada Muni to get dust from the queens, other devotees, so that Krishna can smear all over his body and get cured. And the queen, the Maheshis, the queens of Dwaraka, they say, oh, Narada, are you mad? How can you say this? Krishna is a nut, is a Lord. How can you give the dust from your feet? It's logically, a servant cannot give the dust, to the master. But then Narada went back to Krishna, very disappointed. And then Krishna said, okay, try in Brajabhumi. Narada went to Brajabhumi, and as soon as the gopi saw Narada, they're mad after Krishna. They don't want to know anything else. Narada, don't tell us anything. Just tell us how Krishna is doing. They're only concerned about the well-being of Krishna. They forget about their own well-being. Narada said, okay, that's why I came here. Krishna is not very well. He's sick. Sick? Let's go. Take us there. Narada said, no, you don't have to go there. But you can do something wonderful for Krishna. He will be very pleased. What is that? You can give your dust from the Lord's feet, and Krishna smear that dust over his body, then he will be, his sickness will be completely gone and he will be cured. That's all you need. Yes. Okay. And then they made competition with the gopis. Now, how many sacks, how many bags have you brought? Take as much as. And then, no, first the gopis, they said, but Krishna is there with 1,000 wives. Why could they do that? You to come all the way here. Now they said, I told them, but they were afraid to go to hell if they do so. Gopi says, we want to go to hell. Let Krishna be happy. This is the mode of Vrajabhumi. They completely surrender Krishna. Let Krishna be happy. All everything they do for the happiness and pleasure of Krishna. They don't care about themselves. If they die out of separation from Krishna, they're dying, burning. Acute pain of separation from Krishna. But the only main concern, how is Krishna doing? Is Krishna okay? He's taken care of? He's all right? That's it. So this is Sharanagati. Is the mood of this Braja Bhakti. So, of course, we're reading 10th canto, and 10th canto is pastime of Vrindavan of Vrajbasis to teach us. That's why Mahaprabhu came to give this. So, we should stop here because we're going to do Yagya. I'm going to be over. We can take probably one or two questions or comments. Anybody has question or comment? Okay, thank you very much. Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Haribo.
I have one question. In the beginning you were saying, it's kind of a doubt. In the beginning you were saying that Vrindavan Das Thakur is Srila Vyasadeva and Gaura Leela.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I heard it, I was thinking, how am I supposed to understand this, that these personalities, they come from, because they're existing eternally.
Yeah.
And they're also then appearing at different, in different leelas, but they also exist eternally in it.
Yeah, in Krishna's leela. Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering how is that, that's possible? That person appears in Navadvipa or in this tract of land, but at the same time they're existing somewhere else.
Yeah. And that's all?
That was my doubt.
Yeah. You see, Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela is Gaura Leela. Because Brajendra Nandana says, as you totally say. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So in Vrindavan, there's two compartments. One compartment is Radha Krishna's pastimes, another compartment is Gaura Leela. So, just like Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna and the mood of Srimati Radharani, the pastime of Radha Krishna is gone and also Gaura Leela is gone. Those pastimes are eternal. So, just like we see that all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you read Sri Gaura Ganadesha Dipika, you know, all those personalities in Mahaprabhu's Leela, they have their own identity in Krishna's Leela. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjaris. All the Goswamis, the Sakis and Manjaris. Because Mahaprabhu has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So all his associates, they actually associate with Srimati Radharani. So they are all female, although they're in the male body is Mahaprabhu's Leela. Like this. So nothing impossible. So Gauranga perform his pastime, the pastime of Krishna in separation. That's a different. That's why the pastime of Krishna are like prabha, like a flow. Prabha means a flow. So the flow of a river, like a river compared to a river. A river has two embankments. We also talked like last time on Sunday. So a river has two embankments. So without two embankments, the river cannot flow. So therefore, this embankment, one is a Samboga union, and another one is Vipralamba. So Samboga Tata, Vipralamba Tata. Tata means bank, or like this. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu descended in this world, although in the male body, but he's Gauranga, he assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he's associated also. So actually, some of the associates of the Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they have different personalities on them. Like in the Roy Ramananda. In Roy Ramananda, there is Arjuna. He's also incarnation of Arjuna. And also incarnation of Arjunias. Saki, one of the gopis, associated with Srimati Radharani. And he also Lalita Saki. And Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma, he also Prahlad. Like this. And Gadadhar Pandit is Shyama Vallabha in Guru Lila. Saki was very, Radhani is very intimate Saki. And also when he came, yeah, you see, like this. So it's all inconceivable. But the easiest way to understand that, you know, just like Krishna expands himself into Vishnu Tattvas, Radharani also expands into different Sakis, Manjari. So, is it possible like this? Is that explain a little bit? Nothing, yeah, exactly.
And that the Lord has multiplied assemblies that work in different ways.
Yeah.
And you can chant Hare Krishna more from this
time. Yeah, exactly. You've given the answer to yourself. So, and that's why it is that all the associates of the Lord like that, they repeat, like, so I just said Raman and Roy, Arjuna.
Yeah.
Arjuna is male, but then Arjuna is, that's why we said that difficult to comprehend. You know, what is male and female in the spiritual platform is difficult to comprehend. It's not the way we think in this material world. What does it mean to be male or female? In the spiritual world, completely different. So it's inconceivable.
That's how the Lord's energies are interchangeable.
Absolutely.
So he can use sometimes a specific adhika, he could use them to do different
things. In very inconceivable way. You can't even think of it.
And you can change the spiritual energy and material energy and form and then
absolutely.
Everything.
Therefore, we say that we chant Hare Krishna. Our goal is to take shelter of the process, and when we become pure, we get Krishna prem. All these things will be understood. But the ABC is that nothing impossible for Krishna. Everything actually exists by his, it's all his potency. What should we discuss, you know? His everything is his potency. So because out of illusion, we're thinking that we're actually separated from Krishna, but it's not. Everything is actually connected to Krishna. That's what Krishna said, I'm Sarvesha Prabhavo, Matasa Rumpa. That everything, spiritual, material, emanates from him. Any other comments? Thank you very much. Grantrash Mahabhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. The most beautiful Lord Shiv Shirada Lord Nishwara ki. Jagannath Baladev Sumas Vadramai ki. The more merciful Lordship. Param Karuna Shishi Guru Nitai ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vindi ki. Nitai Guru Hari Pramanandi.
His Grace Nilapari Prabhu ki.
Hare Krishna. So now for the pleasure of their lordships, Srila Prabhupada and the assembled Vaishnavas, we have some results from yesterday's Sankirtan. On the street, I don't know if there's a shop score, but on the street we had 3 scores reported, starting with Bhakta Shiv, collected 40 Lakshmi, distributed 5 small, 7 Maha big books, for 15.25 book points.
Since you're reading transcendental score,
thank you. And back to Lori, Prabhu collected 41 Lakshmi, distributed 10 Maha big books for 20 book points. Sundar Natai Das collected 52 Lakshmi points, distributed 13 Maha big books for 26 book points. That's three devotees collecting 133 Lakshmi points, distributing 5 small books, 30 Maha big books for 61.25 book points. Transcendental book distribution key. And on, in Radharani's boutique, we collected 179 Lakshmi points and distributed 9 books. Hare Krishna. So if we have some volunteers to serve prasadam on the Prabhu side. Volunteers to take prasadam. Haribol. Have any volunteers to clean the temple room after prasadam? Jai. And the prayer. And we say our prayer now to the Lordship. Dear Sri Sri Radha London Ishvara, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Sri Gaura Nitai and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, to the fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us and bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. Shri Shri Radha Lana Nishvara Ki. Do you want to say something? No, I didn't know about it. Really? Uh-huh.
So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Just an announcement. So today we will be opening the restaurant for normal hours, starting from 12 noon. But this morning we're going to hold the yajna to invoke auspiciousness, you know, for the grand opening. So that will be at 9:30. So the sooner that we can get breakfast prasad up here and serve it out, the sooner that everyone can attend. But it will be starting at 9:30. We're already a little bit late. So if everyone can please help out with that, it'd be greatly appreciated. Hare Krishna. Govinda's Restaurant Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Thank you.